Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupkin, and let the games begin. Hello, hello, you guys, and welcome back to the Fun and Games Podcast. It's good to talk to you all again on this Wednesday, and thank you all for so much love on last week's episode. If you didn't know, I had surgery 2 weeks ago. It was unplanned. I had an ectopic pregnancy. You can listen to last week's episode to learn more about that. And I'm feeling in a lot better of a headspace now, which is really good. I'm having a lot of improvements and progress in my recovery. However, I am still going to take my own advice of what I would tell you guys, and that is to rest. And I need that. I legit woke up this morning. I was really excited to be able to do a podcast episode. However, it is not in the cards for me today. So I'm doing my best of a little intro, catch up with you guys. And then we're going to have a really fun kind of rewind episode, bringing an episode from the archives that maybe you haven't heard, bringing you a really fun episode from last year. So I'm really excited to be able to play that episode for you again. But I still wanted to give you a really good update today of how things are going and progressing. Since I am now 2 weeks post-surgery, a little bit more than that, I am definitely feeling a little bit better and I'm able to resume my life very lightly, very light active activities I'm able to re-enter. However, I am extremely fatigued. I genuinely just showered. I washed my hair. It was hair wash day. And that has taken it out of me today. I've needed to sit down for the rest of the day. I am extremely fatigued and lightheaded and even dizzy still. Of course, I'm in, constant communication with my doctor. This is nothing to be worried about, but slowly getting into movements as simple as washing my own hair and trying to get ready for the day is extremely taxing still on me. And I really wanted to be able to come out here and chat. I am not there yet. And I'm really, really sorry. I genuinely feel so guilty for not being able to be there for you guys on this podcast as much. But we thought that it would be a really cool thing to be able to replay an older episode from last fall and be able to give that to you this year, because a lot of the things are still the same. So maybe you remember this episode, maybe you don't. We're just going to be talking about pretty much how to have a guilt-free holiday season. And for me, I feel like that's almost perfect for this time of my life because I have so much guilt not being able to show up for you guys as much as I was. Like, I really was trying to have this episode today and film a new one or record a new one. And I really, my body's not there yet. And I'm taking the same advice I would give you guys and I give myself so regularly of just rest and take that time to heal. And I still need more time. So thank you so much again for being so patient. I am running some giveaways over on my Instagram. If you want to check those out, there are going to be 3 this week. I'm doing a Gymshark one, a Beam one. You Can Beam is my supplement brand that I absolutely love and adore. And then a Sephora one, which is like some fun goodies that I have hand selected some of my favorite products, and I'm going to be mailing you a personalized care package. So that Sephora one is not live, but the other 2 are live now. And so if you want to enter those and maybe win some goodies, that is like the simplest way I can do to give back for you guys being so patient during this time. Part of me, again, I really love you guys so much on this podcast, and I want to be able to sit here and chat. I am just not feeling my best. I am not feeling strong enough to do this. Darian is not around to do the guest episode with the reading your story, so I might have to do that solo. I am trying my best, and I really am feeling a lot better and in a lot better headspace. And just thank you for allowing me to take this time. And again, I'm going to pass on that information that I kind of need to hear right now of don't feel guilty. We can all just show up and do our best right now, and that is what I'm doing. And I am wishing you guys a great and a happy week. I hope you love this rewind of this episode. There will be more to come when things are getting back on it. And thank you so much again for being here. Love you guys and enjoy today's episode. It is November. It is almost December. This is holiday season. Like, you thought you were stressed out about summer, traveling, getting off track, and then like trying to get back into the routine. Like, this is holiday season. This is where all of the best foods are at the end of the year. Man, we got all the pies, we got all the apple crisps, all of the delicious pumpkin pie, Thanksgiving, Christmas. I mean, we do cinnamon rolls every single Christmas morning. I mean, literally, that has been our tradition since it's always been the tradition. There is no other tradition. Also, are you Pillsbury cinnamon rolls or Pillsbury orange rolls? Both are fantastic, but which team are you? I am team cinnamon roll, and if Darian was here, he would say, oh, for sure, team orange roll. Team orange roll all the way. That was my impersonation, which was terrible, but anyways, all of the good foods, and it's cold. We don't want to wake up as much. Or ever. No, but you know, even now, I'm having a harder time waking up early because it is pitch black until 7 or 8 a.m. And I'm like, wait, what time is it? It's 9 a.m. before it feels like it's normally 7 a.m. So it's kind of this crazy time warp. And we just want to get cozy. We want to get comfortable, all of that. This is the season. I know a lot of people have a lot of stress and guilt. I know it because I see it all over social media. I hear it in everyday conversation, even in the gym. Oh, working off Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, gotta burn off those calories. I hear it in these conversations of how people can kind of fear food and they just struggle during this time. It is a mental battle that I know a lot of people struggle with. So I really wanted to kind of dive in on today's episode and just talk about letting go of the guilt, being able to enjoy your holiday season, but then also sticking consistent with what you want. You don't need to wait for the new year to try and hit new goals. Every single day, do better. Every single day, be a little bit better than you were the day before. That helps so much, especially when it comes to consistency. Because I know a lot of people are like, oh, the whole I'll start tomorrow mindset. I had another episode about that a little earlier if you want to listen to that. They're just like, oh, I'll just do it later. I'll start at the new year. You know, I won't worry about it now. I'll do it at the new year. But if you start now with just small habits, I'm not saying you're excluding any of these fun foods because literally I live for this season. I have made pumpkin bread a millionth trillion times. You can still enjoy every single food. I'm saying what you can do now is realize you can start now. You can this season. You are going to realize and have the awakening that you can both follow goals, reach goals, work out, skip workouts, eat foods that you enjoy. You don't have to miss out on family traditions. You don't have to miss out on making your grandma's apple pie or whatever it is. You do not have to miss out this season and feel guilty. You can enjoy it. You can be present. You can work through maybe what you've struggled with in the past of having a guilt-free holiday season. That is like one of the number one things I want you to be able to go to this season and be able to feel guilt-free. That is going to be a huge mental test and a mental task because we are people who we kind of go into our behaviors. We've been having this thought process since, I don't know, you were in high school, you were in college, you had a roommate who did this. And so you subconsciously are thinking, oh, do I need to feel guilty about this? Or your parent maybe had a bad relationship with food or whatever it is. You're following people on social media who are saying, oh, let's burn off those calories last night. Or, you know, make sure you limit your intake for the holiday season, whatever it is that makes you maybe feel that way. I just want everybody to have such an amazing holiday season, to be able to enjoy, live their best life, but to know that on top of that, you can still hit your goals. It might look a tiny bit different, but that doesn't mean you can't try or start at all. So now I'm going to give you a couple of tips to help you with this, to kind of break it down. The first one is going to be present. And okay, this actually is perfect because I've been seeing this meme or TikTok, I don't really know, is basically where people are like, oh, when you're in your teens, you're so worried about what you look like. And then when you get in your 20s, you're insecure about your body. And then when you're 30s, you wish you looked like you did in your 20s. And then when you're 60, you look back and you're like, wow, I wish I could feel the way I felt in my 30s. And basically you look through your whole life. And as you reflect, as you've gotten older, you're like, wow, I really have never appreciated where I was when I was there. I was never present. While again, I'm all for having goals. You want to fix things in your life. You want to change things. You want to make and create better healthy habits. You even want to look a certain way. Like, you can have those goals, but you still should be able to be present and to be able to connect with your life in the way that it is, because some point in time, you might look back down the road and say, man, I really liked it when I was in this state, but I can remember that I wasn't happy back then.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry a bunch of different stressors. Recently, Darian and I are working through moving, him graduating, taking boards, wrapping up things here in Michigan, and our cross-country move to Florida. Like us, I assume that you also probably have a lot of things that are going on in your life and some stressors, whether they are big or small. And oftentimes we can keep them bottled up and then it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe place for you to get things off of your chest and try to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, go ahead and give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit.
Today I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill. Like, that thought crushes me of looking back at old pictures and saying, oh my gosh, I looked so good back then. And then you're like, wait, I was still self-conscious in those photos. Why did I do that to myself? That thought process of be present where you are, be grateful for what you have, where it's the quote Darian said, you can be content with where you are, but you don't have to be complacent. You can still want and seek change, but you're still loving who you are. You're still trying to connect with being in the present of, yeah, you know, I've got some goals I want to hit and it's going to be great when I get there. But for now, I'm still doing that inner work, working on that inner monologue that everything is going to be okay. And I just love that thought because even for me, sometimes I'll get so stressed or overwhelmed with work that I struggle with living in the moment. I'll be thinking of all the things I need to do and all the things that I need to do next and just like all this long list of things that constantly needs to be done. And I focus on that instead of what's happening in the moment. And I can say firsthand that moments pass you by. It is like this weird vortex of time where everything is a blur. Like, I remember when I first started doing social media, some days would just blur into the other because I was so honed in. I was so focused. I would not hang out with friends. I was so focused on my goals. I like only would work or hang out with Darian or go to the gym. And I remember so many days, I'm like, what was even going on in those years? It was such a blur because all I did was the same thing. I was never really grounded in the moment or present in the moment for a lot of times. And I think that's something that we can all connect with or relate to, is whenever things are kind of crazy in grind mode, we're kind of in like robot mode, right? Where life is just kind of passing us by. I feel like it's always a good reminder to be present, reconnect with the now. Don't worry about what's happening in the future. Don't worry about what was happening in the past. Connect right now to how things are going. So find some type of way when you maybe are getting a little bit overwhelmed this holiday season. Ground yourself.
Just be present. Journal, go outside, and remember it's about how you feel. Are you having so much fun spending time with your family that you haven't seen them forever? I see my family once, maybe twice a year. Like, you best believe the last thing I'm gonna be stressing about is how many freaking cinnamon rolls I'm eating. Absolutely not. I know that this is a little bit abnormal to my normal routine, and that's okay. This isn't as much consistency, right? I'm not just completely indulging 24/7. No, I'm trying to remain consistent. You know, it's whatever, it's my lifestyle. I know that this is more of an abnormal. I'm going to enjoy it while I'm there. I do not care. And that's my philosophy, though. That's where I've come to in life. I know not everybody's there, and everybody has their own, you know, goals that they're reaching. That might not work with whatever your goals are. Maybe you're prepping for a show. Maybe, I don't know exactly what your goals are. But for me, I've just always wanted to be present, to focus on the memories I'm making more than other things. With that being said, I don't ever want to like make myself sick by eating too much food. I'm not saying like I gorge myself. This is getting a little weird. You know what I'm saying. So I'm going to move on to number two, which is a reminder that one quote bad day unquote does not ruin your progress. In my opinion, you guys all know I do not believe in good days or bad days. I think that when it comes to food, right? This isn't about training. There definitely are some really bad training days. When I'm talking about like food, I don't ever feel like there should be any reason for guilt around anything that anybody eats, right? Unless if you're like allergic to something and you almost killed yourself and you don't have an EpiPen, like, you know, maybe be better, do better. Like me, sunflower seeds, be better, Brittany. Check the ingredients on the label. That maybe is a bad decision because it's literally altering my life. But you know what I'm saying. Ultimately, no bad foods, no good foods. That is my philosophy. That is what I love to live by, because why is certain food labeled bad? Like, I just don't understand it. And everybody comes from life from such a different perspective. Like, I know some people struggle with eating pizza or popcorn or cake or apple pie, because for them, that has been something where in the back of their mind, they're thinking, oh, this is so unhealthy, like this isn't good for me, blah, blah, blah. So they will never eat it. Whereas the first time that they do have that pie, for them mentally, like that is a healthy step in their process of, okay, they can have that. Or food, like eating a French fry that is processed. It's, some people get really paranoid about all the ingredients and knowing every single ingredient that's in every food that they eat, so they'll only cook for themselves. So being able to eat a meal out at a restaurant and not stress about what kind of oil they're using, that in a sense can be, okay, a big step forward. So I hate saying like, oh, well, apple pie is bad. No, for some people, like that's amazing that they were able to finally eat apple pie and not feel guilty. That is a win. Mental health. That is a huge, huge win. And plus they're satisfied because apple pie is fire. Okay, it's gas. You fight me on it. So it's hard for me to even label any food good, bad, whatever. All in moderation through and through.
Skincare from the sea. You got that right. I'm introducing you to the brand Osea. If you have not heard of them yet, this company is called OSEA. It stands for Ocean, Sun, Earth, and Atmosphere. And it is an amazing skincare and body care company. This company is vegan and cruelty free. They're climate neutral certified and ocean positive. It is a clean beauty company. It checks all of the boxes. I love these products so much. I actually gave some away to some of you for the local event so that you could try them as well. Some of the favorite ones that I use are the body oil and lotion, and then I also love the hyaluronic serum and the ID Puff serum. And every time I use them, I feel so luxurious. They also have a few gift sets that are going on for Mother's Day, which is really fun. They have a glow and go facial set and then a golden glow body set. I'm definitely going to get my mom one of these. I just don't know which yet. So go ahead and treat yourself or your mom to the everyday spa experience that you deserve. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code FUNGAINS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head over to OSEAMalibu.com and use code FUNGAINS for 10% off.
During this holiday season, this is a reminder that you're not a failure if you're enjoying a night out with your family. You're not a failure if you're going out. You're not a failure if you're drinking hot chocolate. Look, I just, like, life is so much more. I feel like in the 20s and 30s, we're so, like, worried about what we look like, which is cool. Like, if that's your goal, that's cool. But
don't have that be your entire life based around that. You've got to have some kind of balance where you can actually go out and enjoy your life. And that is just what I want from you, is just not to have this guilt or this pressure or this stress around the holiday season of, oh, what if I get off track? You know what? The next day, try to be better. Try to do better. It just doesn't have to be as big of a deal as it needs to. I think social media can sometimes blow that out of proportion. And I think a lot of times the media feeds on people's fear, where this has been something that's been talked about forever. Even with before influencers, right? This is something that is a normal. It is a joke where, oh, we're burning off calories. Oh, you're going to work out to burn off last night's dinner or last night's drinks. Like, that's just a social thing that has been talked about. I'm not a fan of that mentality, because food, drinks, they're not a reward. They are mandatory for us to live and breathe, and they bring a lot of joy into our lives. So being able to kind of come to a conclusion of finding a good relationship with that and not using workout as a way to battle that guilt that you have for whatever you ate. And also just, yeah, you guys get the point. I'm going to move on. The last one is to get a routine. And I think you may be thinking, hey, this is a little bit crazy. People are traveling for the holidays. Why am I having a routine? But let me say, now is the perfect time to start. It is never too late to start, to find a routine, to get back on, quote, track, to just start over, start fresh. Lots of gym memberships even have classes. So you can do like some of the gym classes and then do free weights too. Sign up for a class. You can get on a program. Like, programs are so nice. They help you stay accountable. And like, you know, I already talked about my app. If you are trying to get into it, you got 7 days free. You can test any one of my programs out. Go ahead and give it a try if that's what you want to do. Make sure you're stretching. If you want to lift weights, lift, walk. You can find just new ways to be active. Focus on having good range of motion, good mobility. And recovery also matters. It's like all the same spiel, right? You guys got it. You probably have that down like the back of your hand. You're like, I know what Britt's about to say.
That's everything for today's episode. It's a little bit of a shorty. Sorry about it. I'm glad we could just have a little chit chat. I'm really hoping you can enjoy this holiday season guilt-free and work toward that goal. We are in this together, you guys. And with that being said, I will talk to you all next time for some more fun and gains. Bye.
You are listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. And we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.